Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Hey guys, I know it's been a minute, and just in case you have no idea who I am and just landed on this, I'm Adrian Mayfield. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe and click that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. If you're following on Facebook, please share and like with a friend. I don't want to waste a lot of time. I want to jump into the content. If you want to find out more about what I have to offer, you can check me out on my website at adrianmayfield.com. I'll put that up just for a second. Also, if you want to text me, that is my text number. It's a real number. It comes to me at 770-746-8453. 770-746-8453. I'm going to take that down. And also my website, which is adrianmayfield.com. Let's jump into the content. So Sarah Jakes Roberts and her husband, I believe his name is pronounced Ture Roberts. I think that's right. They attended an event, and I think the event was for people who live alternative lifestyles. And so there was a lot of buzz because they, a part of what they said had been, what kind of went viral, was posted all around about an apology that they gave on behalf of church leaders. And so I wanted to speak to that a little bit because I know there was a lot of conversation around it, some for, some against, some applauding it, some having some questions about even attending the event. And so I just wanted to kind of give you my take from a biblical standpoint and talk about church hurt, this idea of the church needing to apologize or apologizing for things that have happened, and what responsibility do church leaders or those in authority in the church have for some of the craziness that goes on in the church. So for starters, we're called to go into dark places and to bring our light. And as I've spoken about many, many times before, one of the issues that happens is because a lot of people are so compromised. A lot of people live a very carnal lifestyle, even if they have professed Jesus Christ as their Savior. And so what tends to happen sometimes when people go into these dark places, they end up looking dark. They end up coming out with darkness. Like I spoke on my video not too long ago about a table. So if I'm standing on a table and one of my friends is on the ground or on the floor, is it easier for me to pull that person up onto the table with me or for them to jerk me down? Obviously, it's easier for me to be pulled down off of the table than it is to be pulled up. And that's kind of the same situation that happens because we all do have a flesh nature, and some people have not crucified their flesh nature. And so when you go into a situation, particularly if it's an area that you've struggled in previously, more often than not, people get pulled back into that lifestyle. And so if you're someone, we're all called to evangelize as Christians. We're all called to preach the gospel. That is the Great Commission. So we're all ministers of sorts because we're supposed to, as the Bible says, be ready to give a reason for why we believe. We don't just say, I believe, you better believe, but you should be able to give an intelligent, reasonable answer backed up with scripture for your relief and why you believe the way you do. And so that's just one kind of a caveat to saying that a lot of times when people go into dark places, they end up becoming compromised. And so it takes a very mature Christian, it takes a very disciplined Christian, and more importantly, it takes someone who is submitted to the leadership and authority of the Holy Spirit to be able to go into dark places and pull people out without becoming compromised. And so they went to this event, and I only saw a portion of it, but she began to speak about being a faith leader and how people, you know, honestly have been injured or hurt or wounded at times in church. And so we all can agree that church is made up of people, right? And so anytime there are people, there is the potential for misunderstanding. There's a potential for miscommunication, for division, for strife. All of those things are possibilities. And so church is no different. Even though we're supposed to belong to God, even though we're supposed to be walking in the fruit of the Spirit, even though we're supposed to follow the Bible, that doesn't always happen. So anytime there are individuals, more than one, that are interacting, there is a potential for disagreement or misunderstanding. And so there's no need to even say, oh, no one's ever been hurt in church. This is made up. It's just not true. I mean, I even have a course where I help walk you through church hurt. because I've been in church my whole life. I was raised in church, Baptist church, as a little girl in a small town in Northeast Georgia. And so my whole life has been church, and my whole life has been marked with different experiences, some good, some bad, in church. And so to say that no one's ever been hurt in church, or that couldn't happen, that would be ridiculous, right? But we do have to caution ourselves in not allowing any hurt or pain or even abuse that we've experienced to separate us from the church. Because the church, right, is God's vehicle, it's God's methodology for us to learn and grow in the things of God. And so we can't abandon the church, we can't give up on the church, because even Jesus himself died for it. He died for us, right, because we are the church. And so if we abandon and give up on the church and say, oh, well, forget it, I keep going to these churches and these people crazy, then even Jesus won't do that. So we have to hang in there, we have to persevere and try to bring solutions, try to bring understanding, try to bring honest conversation, and often confrontation to some of the things that happen, because that's the only way we're going to get better and we're going to actually change. And so speaking to that, she was talking about, you know, different experiences that people have had in church and, you know, offering somewhat of an apology for that. And then saying, you know, if you have to bypass the church to get to God, I understand. And so that statement is the statement that I, as well as many other people, took issue with, because yes, you can find God outside the church. We hear stories all the time of people who have been introduced to Christ in the shower, at the park, at a basketball game, in a movie where they have encounters with Jesus Christ, and Jesus comes and begins to minister to them. And they sometimes in clubs and bars. I've heard of people even who were addicted to drugs, and maybe they're in the drug house and they're trying to use drugs, and then they have this vision or dream where someone says something to them like, you don't belong here. And then that begins the path of them finding Jesus. And so Jesus can introduce himself to us anywhere. We can meet him anywhere. Let's not discount that. Let's not discredit that. You don't have to be in church to accept God. But to grow and flourish and be a thriving member of the body of Christ, you do need to be in church. And so to say, I mean, I don't want to take her statement out of context. She's not here for an interview, obviously, so we don't know exactly the full intent of what she meant, other than what she said. But she said, if you have to bypass church to get to God, I understand. And so I don't think that a statement like that is representative of something that Jesus would say. Because although we may find him somewhere else, although he may introduce himself to us in another place or another atmosphere or through another situation other than a physical church, if you try to live your Christian life outside of the church, if you try to grow and flourish outside of the church, you're going to live a less than abundant life, and you're going to be greatly face a lot of attacks by yourself that you might not be victorious in, that you could have possibly weathered if you had the strength of the body to support you. And so that's the primary statement that she made that I took issue with, that I think just doesn't align with scripture, because again, the church is the bride of Christ. We are the vehicle. We are God's methodology, his technology for growing and developing the body. The fivefold, which it talks about in Ephesians, those are the offices, the office, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher that have been given for the edification and the building up of the body. So he's given us those offices, and in operation, they begin to equip the body and to grow the body so that we are well-developed, we're fully equipped, and we can walk out our lives and be who God called us to be, whether that's in a marketplace, whether it's in the church, whatever the case may be, and we are able to learn the things of God. And so, yes, you can read your Bible by yourself, of course. Yes, you can study. Yes, you can have encounters. I have very powerful encounters with God in my room, but that does not... So still, when I come together with a body of believers, it's powerful. There's a synergy. There's a power. There's a agreement that comes. And even Jesus himself said, where any two or three on earth come together and agree, I will be in the midst. So even Jesus has said, if you can come together and agree for me and be on one accord, I'll come and join you. And so when we all know when Jesus comes and joins us, everything changes. And so that's pretty much what I wanted to say. We as a church do have a lot of work to do. We as leaders of people, we as leaders who have been called to equip and build the body and teach the body and grow the body, we do have a lot of growing and changing and cleansing that needs to take place. But at the same time, I would never want to give the opinion that you don't need the church, or that you can be, that you can be the person that God called you to be absent the church, because that's just not true. And I'm not saying that her statement goes to that, that she meant that in its fullness, but I just want to kind of set the record straight as far as I'm concerned, or anyone who listens to me, because I think that biblically, scripturally, to say that people, you know, to even allude to the fact that people might need to be outside of church to have encounters with God or to grow and develop their relationship with God, it may happen, but that's not God's perfect plan and ideal. He's built the church as the ecclesia, as the governing body, as the structure that will teach the world what God looks like. And we are the official body that has the authority in the dominion or in dominion in the earth, and to have to legislate and bring God's kingdom here. And so if not the church, who? A lot of what's going on in the world now is because the church has acquiesced to culture. We've acquiesced to the world. We've acquiesced to trying to do what's popular and acceptable. And as a result, people have fallen. People in church have fallen. People, there's been a lot of disconnection and disjointedness. And as a result, we've not been as effective as we should be in building the body and really evangelizing and understand, getting people to understand that they need Jesus Christ and that there's benefits and rewards to being a part of this kingdom. And so that's what I want to share. I do think that there have been a lot of wrong things that have happened in church, but I think there's been a lot of wrong things that have happened everywhere. And so I do think that even if you encounter God somewhere in a shower, in a forest, in some trees, in a bathroom, whatever the case may be, you still need to get to a church. You need to be with a body of believers so that you can grow, so that you can learn, so that you can have accountability, so that you can be loved on and nurtured and grow in the things of God. And you can also be protected. There's protection that comes from being a part of a body, because it's crazy out here. And so let us not abandon church. Let us not abandon the body of Christ. No matter what happens, let us look unto Jesus, because he is the author and finisher of our faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you are the giver of all good and perfect gifts. Jesus Christ, we thank you. Thank you for coming and dying for us. Thank you for calling us your own. Thank you for marrying yourself to us. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for empowering us and giving us all that is necessary to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for your church now. I stand and I ask that you would forgive us. We repent on behalf of your church for every area of idolatry, every area of perversion, every area of witchcraft, every area of manipulation and control. We repent now. Any area where we have exalted ourselves, some idea, some person, some concept above you and you only, we ask for your forgiveness now. We thank you that for the blood of Jesus, and we pray now, we cry out for mercy. We thank you that that blood speaks out and cries out for mercy on our behalf. We pray that you will continue to raise up leaders, those who are strong and passionate for you, who will not be afraid to boldly proclaim what thus says the Lord. God, we thank you that you have not given up on the church, and we will not give up on the church. We will continue to meet, to gather, to love, to encourage, to embrace, to challenge, to exhort, and to build each other up as we hasten the return of Jesus Christ. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, don't forget, if you're watching on YouTube, to subscribe and click the notification bell. If you're watching on Facebook, share with someone that you know needs to hear it. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.